Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest, brought to you by Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, Schwing Insurance, Kane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike, Mindale, Grubbs, and Dalbar, Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, and Gator Gear Customs. And now, here's Coach Indest.
Good morning and welcome on this hump day, right in the middle of the week. Like Jeff was saying earlier, looks like we had a little change in the curveball with the weather. Looks like we might get a little action today. I'll tell you though, I'm not a fan of cold weather, but you know, I do know we need our four seasons.
It's the time of the season.
As much as you may not like it or not.
The zombies, the time of the season.
Yeah. You want me to break that up?
It's the time.
You're not as young as you think.
I'm telling you, I know it all. I grew up with all that stuff.
I'm sure you did in the mornings.
I grew up with it. You know, albums, everything. Yeah, kind of an old soul, I guess you would say. Reminder to everyone, tomorrow morning, so excited that we've got Coach Michael Desimo coming on right around 7:30. We'll be interviewing him on the show. We'll have Eric Hike in the house and you know, very excited about that. Coach Dez, of course, recently named head football coach for the Raging Cajuns. And, you know, it's been a baptism by fire. What he's had to deal with the transfer portal and all the different things going on. And for him to take time to do that with us, in the middle, I'm telling you, January is a very, very busy time for college football staffs, and for him to take the time to be able to do that, I'm honored and excited about it.
So, yeah, the only thing he's got going for him, he's familiar with the team. That's it. He's got to recruit. He's got to select assistants.
I've heard they brought in like a few guys that are considered NIL guys.
Okay.
Not NIL guys. I'm talking about portal guys.
Okay.
And I'm trying to make myself more familiar with the portal. You can go on 24/7 Sports, and they literally list the portal. They list the top players. They list the top players by position. We'll get LSU got two big DBs via the portal. One of them at the expense of
UL.
Yeah, Louisiana. So we'll talk about that in a bit. But what we're going to talk about first. Probably the least anticipated top 25 of the season in NCAA football is the last one.
Yeah, that's correct.
You know, because it's kind of been decided for you. But I really looked at it. You know, first of all, you do have schools like University of Louisiana, the Raging Cajuns. You know, it's highly anticipated for you because this is going to be the highest ranking that you've ever finished with. So the Cajuns finish at 16. And I really broke this thing down this morning, looking at it conference by conference, just looking at the balance of power in college football. And some things may surprise you, some may not. I mean, it kind of is what it is. But just to go through it. So if you look at top to bottom, 25 teams. So let's just look overall who had what regardless of ranking. I'm just talking top 25. I'm not talking top 10s, top 5. So the SEC had 5 schools. That being, of course, Georgia and Alabama. Next, Ole Miss. Then you've got Kentucky and Arkansas. The Big Ten had Michigan State, Ohio State, along with Iowa. So they've got 4. So SEC 4, Big Ten 4. ACC had 4. With 3 of them packed right together. Pitt, Clemson, Wake. Of course, that's Wake Forest along with North Carolina State. So they have 4. Big 12 had 3. All pretty high. We'll get to that in a minute. So Big 12 led by Baylor. Along with Oklahoma State and Oklahoma. Then you've got the Pac-12 with 2. You've got independents. I had forgotten that BYU is an independent.
That's right.
You've got two independents, of course, Notre Dame and BYU, and then you got five G5s, with the highest G5, of course, being the number four team, Cincinnati. Now, breaking it down even further, when we talk star power, the SEC only had two teams in the top 10, but they also were top five. They were also top two. So the SEC has the top two teams, the next team being the number 11 Ole Miss Rebels. So you really have Georgia and Alabama carrying the torch for the SEC. Again, the SEC had the most schools, five.
What, not only that, they had, what, 12 teams in the bowl games?
Yes.
Something like
but
that.
But, boy, man, when you get to bowl games now, that's almost
if you don't make a bowl game, yeah. you will lose, had a bad year.
Exactly. So SEC, five overall, and the top two teams in the country, along with three schools that were 11 through 25. And actually, I believe Arkansas was 21st, so that was the lowest-ranked team. You've got the Big Ten with four, but three in the top ten. You got the Big Ten this year was, you know, yeah. And early on you had Iowa up there, but, boy, they fell apart like a cheap leisure suit, man, yeah. Like a Walmart leisure suit.
Yeah, I'd like to see the old Alex Mumphus.
Yeah. I used to rock a leisure suit, by the way.
Never wore one.
When I was about 10 years old.
Never wore one.
I had a blue navy blue leisure suit.
Too much polyester for me.
Oh, I'm telling you. My brother Joey had a brown one. I had a blue one. We rocked it, man. With the big collared shirt underneath, so man.
You didn't wear the Nehru jacket then?
No. But I did have a members only jacket.
When
I was about 15. I rocked that thing too, right, man. At least I thought I did. So the Big Ten, like I said, three top tens. You've got Michigan at number three. You've got Ohio State at number six. And then you've got Michigan State at number nine. You had other good teams in the Big Ten. Of course, like I said, we've got Iowa down there. Who else, Big Ten?
Wisconsin.
No, that's it. You know, Wisconsin came along late.
Yeah.
Penn State didn't have a bad football team.
No.
It is arguable that – top to bottom, the Big Ten was the strongest conference this year. SEC folks, don't hate on me, but the SEC, you know, you had your Kentuckys and Tennessees in the middle and whatever, but it's arguable. I'm not saying it is, but it's arguable. The Big Ten did, they were pretty strong top to bottom this year. ACC, no top 10. Now, you've got, like I said, clustered up. Yeah. At 13, 14, 15 is Pitt, Clemson, and Wake.
Yeah.
Okay, those three schools. And then down, you had North Carolina State down at the bottom. So the ACC, you know, they don't have that star power with Clemson this year. So they really, even though they've got four, it's hard to take that conference real seriously. You know, without that star power.
Yeah, and Florida State and Miami have really been down.
Yes. And the schools that shouldn't be down. Let's face it, they should not be down. The recruiting base, the alumni, the money, the whole deal, they should not be down.
And I think the ACC, and I could be staying corrected, has more private schools in that conference than any other conference in
the country. I wouldn't be surprised. Is Wake a private school? Is Duke a private school? Miami's a private school?
Yes, Boston College, Syracuse.
Yeah.
You know.
And again, those schools – it's not that they lack in money. A lot of it comes down to how athletic friendly the not only president, chancellor, or whatever, but board of supervisors.
The admission people.
Exactly. Well, of course, the admissions people work for other people.
Yeah.
And it's all about, you know, what are they going to let in the university as far as athletes and how strict are they going to be with their admissions policy. Big 12. Now, it's interesting with the Big 12. They've only got three, but three top tens.
Oh, yeah.
All of them top ten. Boy, you got to think that Dave Aranda, coach of the year, I mean, I don't know if those accolades have even come out yet, but leads that Baylor squad. I mean, you're looking at Baylor, a private university.
That's right.
In Texas. Now, don't get me wrong, that there's a plethora of talent all over Texas, but – It's not easy to recruit against A&M in Texas, you know, to go in Dallas and beat SMU and, and all these schools, Texas Tech over in Lubbock.
You got to fight Oklahoma, too, Oklahoma State.
Yeah, you got schools everywhere. So Dave Aranda, got to give him big, big credit. Oklahoma State, you know, right there at number 7, and Oklahoma at 10. So that after that, the conference really just goes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just straight downhill. Texas was terrible.
It's like a mechanic looking at the bottom of your car.
You know, it's almost a shame. It's like when the Cajuns played Texas. Texas still thought they were supposed to be good. And I'm telling you, don't think that that doesn't play a part when sometimes a team just thinks they're supposed to beat another team. Yeah. If the Cajuns catch Texas late and Texas has been doing what they're doing, Texas is like, wait, oh, no, we're not that good.
Yeah. Not only that, here they come.
And, boy, I hate to. You hate to look at something. You know, you hate to look at that beautiful cake. It just tastes perfect and everything's perfect. And then you say, boy, if it just maybe had some blackberries on top, you know. But that's the Cajuns this year. You look at this wonderful, unbelievable season, but you say, gosh, dog, it just if they'd have beaten Texas.
For me, it'd be less sugar.
If you beat Texas, because now you don't get in the Final Four because Texas isn't Notre Dame. Let's face it, Cincinnati got in because the Notre Dame win.
Absolutely, in South Bend, you're right.
Yes, that's why they got in. So the Cajuns do not get in. But gosh, dog it.
Yeah, it'd make you think.
I mean, would have gotten a major bowl. Well, I guess. I don't know. Would the Sun Belt have stopped that?
Who knows?
I wonder that. If the Cajuns would have gone 13 and, you know, well, they finished with 14 games. Well, yeah, 14. But I'm saying.
Oh, going into the bowl
going
game.
Going into the bowl game.
Okay.
So if they're 13-0 going into, would this year, would they have been allowed to play in a major bowl? I mean, would that have been a possibility? I think so. I do think so. I don't know so. I think so. Rounding it out, you've got Independence with 2. That's Notre Dame and BYU. Notre Dame ends up number 8. BYU, pretty far down there, like at 19. And then the G5s, which Cincinnati led the G5s at number 4 in the country. Then Raging Cajuns, your next G5 at number 16. Houston at number 17 with 2 losses. Then you work your way down to Utah State at 24 and San Diego State at 25. Would have loved to have seen the Cajuns play Houston, if not one of those other G5s. And again, let's hope that that gets fixed. Let's hope that that gets fixed. All right. That's going to lead us to a break. We're going to come back. We got another one biting the dust in the NFL. Hey, just the second you get that vote of confidence.
Never fails.
And man. This is what's funny. I got some inside info. It's funny because yesterday – I'll get to that. I had a text with an assistant coach of the Giants yesterday that we were going back and forth prior to what went down yesterday.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about that.
And, you know, they got another Louisianan on that Giants staff in Burton Burns from St. Aug who coached at Alabama.
Oh, at Alabama. I didn't realize Burton was there.
Burton's a running backs coach.
Well, that must mean that Nick fired him then because he had a great gig at Alabama. Or maybe he was tired of recruiting. I can't say that yet because sometimes Burton's an older guy.
Yeah.
Burton recruited – when I was at a Karen Crow, he recruited the area. So I met Coach Burns. And a super guy.
Yeah. Burton's my age, so he's an older guy.
Yes, yes. And Rob Sale was there, but now Rob Sale's coming back and going to work at offensive line for Florida.
Okay.
We're going to talk about all that when we come back right here after these messages from our fine sponsors on the new Kane 107.5 FM.
The Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. This Thursday, it's Southern Jack DJs, and join us all weekend long for NFL playoff action. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and no bar has more outdoor seating. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's, the best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday from 5 to 8. Thursdays, 3 to 6, most drinks half price during happy hour. Follow them on Facebook for the monthly calendar and daily pop-up specials.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Kane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
What does Arsenal Ford have to be thankful for?
The way you trust us.
Your repeat business.
Arsenal Ford says thank you with 0% plus holiday cash. You make it easy to be thankful at Arsenal Ford.
If you need physical therapy, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our licensed staff is trained at the highest level to provide a customized treatment plan to give you the best results for pain-free living. Iberia Sports and Rehab has the area's only indoor heated therapy pool and Class 4 laser device, which assists the body to heal itself naturally. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia, keeping Acadiana strong and healthy. Visit isrehab.com.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
The summer heat has faded away, but we're far from having comfortable weather. Let Harris Heating and Cooling keep you comfortable during the winter weather roller coaster. They offer free estimates on complete systems and interest-free financing for replacements. They're available 7 days a week to service your heater or AC. Having trouble with a natural gas fireplace? Harris services those too. From wearing a coat on Monday to wearing shorts on Friday, you'll always be comfortable with Harris. Call 376-6221 or visit harrisheatcool.com.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
Welcome back to Bayou Sports on the new Kane 107.5 FM. Going to say it again, we got Michael Desimo. He will be with us tomorrow morning around 7:30. Talk Cajun football, talk recruiting, everything else going on. So excited that he is coming on. We're going to have Eric Hike in the house as well from Hike Menville, Grubbs, and Dalbor.
Yeah, you know, he can talk about the ones he got, but he can't talk about the ones he's trying to get.
Correct. Well, we talked about prior to the Giants game on Sunday, even though the owners had just fired the general manager, the owners of the Giants, that is, the New York football Giants, as they're called.
Is that the Mara
although
family?
They play in, yes. Yeah, Mara's the owner.
The owner, yeah, the Mara family, yeah.
M-A-R-A. And even though they had just fired the general manager, Joe Judge was given the okay, you're fine for next year. They end up losing. Like they have been. They can't score points. They've got Glennon at quarterback. I mean, they just can't. They've got no players. Saquon Barkley is the only star power they have on offense. They're a bad football team.
Well, I want to say Fromm even played some quarterback for them.
Possibly, yes.
The quarterback in Georgia.
This is the deal. I got to give it because Mara is – I'm not saying – well, no, I guess you can't say he's anywhere near the Rooneys with the Steelers, but – they're more of an old-school family, and they're not a knee-jerk reaction ownership. Well, and they really saw, it was mentioned, you know, the insiders on ESPN that talk about it, that they realized this, the record is not necessarily a reflection of Joe Judge. It is a reflection of our general manager's poor job of putting together a roster. That this is an extremely not talented football team. Extremely. So Joe Judge, 10-23 over the last 2 years. But this is what got him fired. And I got a thumbs up on this. Well, let me back up. So I text Derek Dooley yesterday. I hadn't texted him since we left New York. We didn't get a chance to get together in New York City when I was there. And so yesterday, there was a really cool picture of his dad,
Vince Dooley,
and Kirby Smart after the national championship game.
I wonder if he paid for it. Did Smart play for Dooley? Was Dooley at the end of his career then? No.
No, okay. No, he did not. And so I sent the picture to Derek, and I basically said, cool stuff. And he came back. He said, pretty awesome. Sorry I didn't get a window to see you and Tina up here. Total blank show. We are in. An hour later, Judge was fired. Well, I had a feeling. Sometimes you can't get past perception. I had a feeling that those quarterback sneaks. Do you know about the quarterback sneaks?
I saw some of it yesterday morning, again this morning.
So the Giants have the ball deep in their own territory. I forget who they were playing. They've got the ball deep in their own territory.
When the Eagles, huh?
Yeah, I forget.
It was a conference mate.
I know it was kind of an inconsequential game.
Yeah.
Well, they proceed to get into a goal line look, double tight, backs up behind the guards, and a quarterback sneak formation, although they were behind, and they did it twice in a row.
Yeah, Washington.
Okay, they were playing the Skins. So, really, inconsequential game. Two teams that neither had any chances at all
of
making the playoffs. And the fans went berserk. They went nuts. And, of course, times have changed. As an owner, as the powers that be, you don't only get to hear the boos at the stadium. Well, then the Twitter just starts pounding at you. And it starts coming. And remember on Twitter, you can tag someone.
That's right.
Okay? You can, whoever, the powers that be with the Giants, you say, at so-and-so, how on earth can you let this happen, blah, blah, blah. Those quarterback sneaks got Joe Judge fired. I text back to somebody who I won't mention.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to directly quote anybody.
Sure.
I said, those sneaks came back to haunt him, didn't they? And I got the emoji of the – what do you call that emoji?
The okay
emoji, yeah. Like the yep. It wasn't a thumbs up. It was the okay. Yeah, it was the okay. It's amazing how little things like that cost the guy his job.
Pretty much.
Because, it was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah.
And the gentleman on ESPN this morning that was talking about it, he said – this was a perception deal. This had nothing to do with the job that they thought Joe Judge was doing as far as getting the most out of his talent. They truly felt like they admitted they feel like they've got the worst talent, especially offensively, in the NFL. The least. And then the injuries, what happened to their quarterback. They lose the quarterback, Daniel Jones. Man.
Yeah, Barkley goes down again. They've had their share of issues.
And Barkley started playing well late in the year.
Yes.
He came back and started playing well. Last couple of games had decent yardage. So we'll see where they go. Again, he was 10-23 over the last 2 years. This is the third straight coach for the Giants since, what's his name, that won the Super Bowls. But he struggled his last few years.
Oh, yes.
The older fella. I hate it when I can't remember
his name. Coughlin.
Yeah, Tom Coughlin.
Who's at Jacksonville, I think, or was.
Yeah, it was. But since Coughlin, they've, in six seasons, three coaches.
Wow.
And they're about to be on number four.
That's correct.
So this franchise, this storied franchise, they are definitely at a crossroads right here. And look, it often happens when you lose that quarterback. Although I can't say that because they started getting bad with Eli, even when Eli was playing pretty well.
Yeah, they benched Eli too.
For Daniel Jones, they benched him. Well, he took it super well, handled it with complete and utter class.
Yes.
So he now joins Fangio, Zimmer, Urban Meyer, Flores, Nagy, Mr. Nagy. We had a teacher at Abbeville that his name was Nagy. He's a Yankee. He could be related.
John Nagy was the artist.
Yeah. But our principal, Mr. Schechsnyder, brilliant guy, great math guy, but had the flattest Kaplan accent you ever heard. And he would call him Mr. Nagy.
Mendo. He's...
Every time he said Mr. Nagy, I used to
laugh. The long A.
The other word that he used that I always, you know, there's certain people, and I know I've probably got a couple, that they pronounce words differently. And Mr. Schechsnyder was not your evaluator, you know, because you always have an evaluator. Like, so a vice principal takes this group of teachers, another vice principal takes this group of teachers, the principal takes, and they are your evaluator. They're the person that has to come in and fill out paperwork. Hey, coach him. He called me coach him. Coach him. I will be your evaluator. It was kind of like, Viator. I will be your evaluator. Every time he said it. My most recent principal, the word capacity was pronounced compacity.
Compacity?
Yeah, with an M, compacity.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I always wanted to say, would you spell that? Would you please spell that?
C-A.
Compacity. All right. So Pete Carroll is actually, and he's going to make it. They're not going to fire Pete.
He's dodging a bullet right now.
But he's the other one. And does the win on Sunday, does the impressive win, you know, over a playoff team, did that save his job? I don't know. I don't know if he was near as much on the hot seat as these other guys. But I will say going into next season, Pete Carroll is definitely on the hot seat.
Oh, I agree. And if he held on to his quarterback too.
Yeah. And, boy, they showed it on Sunday. He and Russell Wilson having a good old time talking before the game. It looked like they were cutting up. You know, again, perception. Looks like the relationship's good. Russell Wilson, I think he's just getting tired of not being surrounded by better players. Although, man, Rashad Penny, he rushes for 190. You've got DK Metcalf out there, but I just think other than that, they don't have much.
The other wide receiver is not bad. 16. Yeah. His name escapes me.
You know, Seattle, just a team that. It's with Russell Wilson out there, you really don't want to face. But, you know, that kind of team, they could just lose to anybody and seem like they could beat anybody.
Yeah, Wilson just didn't have a good year.
No.
Hurt, you know, and anyway.
And of course, he's a heck of a player.
Yes.
You know, I did confirm, I looked, speaking of short quarterbacks, Russell Wilson probably being 6-footer, maybe a hair over 6-foot.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's so easy. Everybody talks about the 5'11 walk-on from Georgia.
Yeah, Bennett.
Because he's a walk-on, so you got to throw in that he's 5'11. But our Heisman Trophy winner is 5'11 as well. He's listed at 5'11. Yeah. They don't even try to list him at 6 foot.
Okay.
Now, I'm not saying everywhere he's listed, but
yeah,
where I saw it listed, they list him at 5'11.
College coaches are famous for giving a player pounds and inches.
Yeah. I know certain schools that it's high schools that they do the opposite just to show you that we're gonna beat you with a bunch of 160-pound offensive line.
I can hear you. Yeah, I hear you.
You know who was famous for that? One of the most famous high school programs in the country for years, Odessa Permian.
Really?
Odessa Permian. Listened to the coach speak and talked to him. Had a couple of cold ones with him after
Friday Night Lights.
And it was a well-known fact that his 200-pounders were going to be 185-pounders. His 250-pounders were going to be 225-pounders.
Really?
Yeah, they love the perception that you know, we're not that big, we're not that strong, because, you know, they were.
Well, and, you know, John Curtis was the other way. They'd list their kids bigger, I can recall.
Lot of times you do that to get college coaches to at least to come in and look. But it's kind of a bait-and-switch deal.
Yeah, but at one time he wouldn't let his kids go to those Nike camps and all either because they timed them.
No, absolutely.
And structured them.
No. Because those camps, Frank Monica and I have had that discussion many times. Those camps are more of an elimination camp than anything.
Yeah.
Where you go in there and they time you. Oh, okay, sorry, we can't even look at that guy.
Yeah.
But it's gotten to a point now you can't avoid him. Unless you are just a stallion. I'm talking stallion. But still, you got to go. I mean, coaches will tell you, get him to camp or we can't offer the guy.
Right.
So it's just plain and simple when it comes down to that.
What do you think are going to be other coaches on the chopping block in the NFL?
Again, Pete Carroll. You know, that's my guy. You know, the Texans, I'm not even sure who the coach of the Texans is, but they're going to give him some time. You know, just because you are a bad team, you know, typically they're going to give you 2-3 seasons to figure it out.
Generally.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, of course, you go back, Flores is the one that floors you.
Yeah.
Pun intended.
Yeah.
the firing of Flores floors me.
What are the chances or percentages of when an NFL staff is let go that they retain a coach or two?
That is only going to happen if the new coach comes in and they're just boys and they, you know. But there's – it's – in the NFL, I would say it is highly rare for, like, a general manager, hey, new coach comes in, hey, we'd really like to keep this guy. No.
Well, you, like anybody else, when you're a head football coach and you get another job, do you already have a handmade list of who about you're going to get on the phone for?
Well, no, you got ideas in your head, but I wouldn't say a total list.
Okay.
Now, you're going to go in and see what they have.
Okay.
Like I said, loyalty is the number one thing.
Well, you've jumped in that situation to be your sixth time.
And the coaches. Now, the deal is that high school is a completely different animal.
Okay.
Because you're inheriting teachers and sometimes tenured teachers. And you know what? You are allowed to fire that coach as a football coach if you want to, but you can't fire him as a teacher.
I understand that.
And so, now, the addition of CSEP coaches over the years, that does allow you some latitude to bring in people that have a real – I call it a real job. I'm not saying teaching in a real job. That's just that are out there in the real world, we call it.
Are you limited in the number of CSEP coaches?
Yes, but typically you can bring in as many as four.
Okay.
Which is plenty.
Right.
But, no, you inherit – that's why it's so important. I remember when I took the Kaplan job and I went in there, they had four guys over there. They were entrenched in that program. And before I took the job, I was offered the job, but I said, no, I got to go talk to them first. Will you accept me? I ain't worried about me accepting you.
Mm-hmm.
I know y'all can coach, but will you accept me?
Okay.
And now to this day, many of those guys are dear friends.
Okay.
Only spent 2 years there because, I was driving 50 minutes back and forth.
That's right. You're still living here.
I was living right there in Squirrel Run Subdivision, King Row.
Okay. All right.
All right, we're going to come back. Catholic High Lorville, big basketball game last night. We're going to report on that. Anna Broussard, she's at it again. Major deal in her career, soccer. And we're going to talk a little transfer portal, amongst other things, when we come back right here on the new Kane 107.5 FM.
The summer heat has faded away, but we're far from having comfortable weather. Let Harris Heating and Cooling keep you comfortable during the winter weather roller coaster. They offer free estimates on complete systems and interest-free financing for replacements. They're available 7 days a week to service your heater or AC. Having trouble with a natural gas fireplace? Harris services those too. From wearing a coat on Monday to wearing shorts on Friday, you'll always be comfortable with Harris. Call 376-6221 or visit harrisheatcool.com.
What does Arsen O Ford have to be thankful for?
The way you trust us.
Your repeat business.
Arsen O Ford says thank you with 0% plus holiday cash. You make it easy to be thankful at Arsen O Ford.
Are you looking to buy or sell your home? Maybe you're looking for land or commercial property. If so, Caffrey Real Estate is your go-to real estate company in the Acadiana area. Caffrey Real Estate has been in business since 1977, and its realtors have decades of knowledge and experience. Are you looking to buy or sell a home? Call Caffrey Real Estate day or night with your real estate questions or needs, and let them put their decades of experience to work for you. That's Caffrey Real Estate, your go-to real estate company in Acadiana. 337-367-7708 or visit our website at CaffreyRealEstate.com.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indest and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
So as we discussed previously, it looks like 7-2A basketball, which has been ruled with an iron fist by the Franklin Hornets for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, 4 years. They hadn't lost a district game in four years until Lorville beat them a week ago last night.
So with that being said, the Lorville Tigers, the same Lorville Tiger team that beat the Franklin Hornets by a point a week ago. Catholic High handles Lorville relatively easily.
Pretty much.
10-point win. Tristan Lewis leads the way with 23 points. That's a freshman, folks. Jaden Mitchell, I believe another freshman, 8 points. KK Reno, senior, 13 points. Russell Lewis, senior, 2 points, but 7 rebounds. The Panthers hold the Tigers to 19 points over 3 periods. Coach mentioned that he was so proud of the kids, especially with their defensive game plan, that they followed it to a T. The Panthers outscore the Tigers 17-0 in the third period.
That's correct.
That's crazy.
You don't see that happen too often.
17-0 in the third period. It's always nice for your team to come out after halftime and do so well. Caleb Jacob held with no points until the fourth quarter, which attests to what the Panthers were trying to do, what they were trying to take away. So congratulations to them. Moving on, I think they host West St. Mary Friday night.
That's correct.
Yes.
But we have a bigger game Friday night on Kane Radio with New Iberia High and Westgate.
Gotcha. Huge game. Huge game. Who is the head coach for New Iberia Senior High now?
You got me. Poor show.
Oh, yeah,
poor show.
Chad. Yeah. I need to – because I'm going to slowly but surely start getting these guys on the radio.
Okay.
Some girls scores from the area. Central Catholic knocks off the Highland Baptist Lady Bears, 51-47. Of course, Highland coming off of that Cinderella run last year to the
– play for the state championship.
To the state championship game. The Delcom Panthers outscore – actually, they almost triple up the Blue Gators – of Ascension Episcopal in the girls, 51-20. Generette's girls get hammered pretty good by Homa Christian, 55-14. New Iberia, the Lady Jackets, 61, Como 32. Northside's Lady Vikings top the Westgate Lady Tigers, 62-47. Really don't have many, other than the Catholic High game, really local. We've got the AP listed, Homa Christian 15, Generette 10. It could happen.
I saw that score. Saw that score on Score Stream, too.
So if that happened, somebody just took the air out of the ball. The one of those teams felt like they couldn't hang with the other. Bobby Bean, rest in peace, Bobby Bean. One of my favorite people. Not only favorite coaches of all time, but favorite people.
Yes.
Bobby Bean, of course, or maybe not of course, if you don't know, started out his career as a head basketball coach. Well, started out his head coaching career in the late 70s, early 80s with Notre Dame. And then ended up moving to New Iberia and took the Catholic High job. Brought his son Stephen with him. I was fortunate enough as a 7th, 8th, and 9th grader to play basketball with Stephen Bean,
yes,
who's one of the best basketball players to ever play at Catholic High. Can't say come out of it, he didn't graduate there. Well, Bobby gets the Acadiana High School head coaching job, I'm going to say in 1981, 2.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Stephen played his last 3 years at Acadiana High, sophomore, junior, senior.
Played his freshman year at Catholic High.
Correct. Stephen was an all-district, actually played for the Panthers as an 8th grader. Started for the Panthers as a freshman and made all-district. And then made all-district all 3 years, and last couple of years was an all-stater at Acadiana. Ended up signing with Tulane.
Yeah.
Tulane, the program got shut down because of point shaving, which Stephen was not a part of.
That's correct.
And then ended up with the Cajuns. And Stephen, it was weird. Stephen was the greatest shooter you ever saw, and when he got to the Cajuns, he lost his shot.
Yeah.
And ended up being more of a 6'3" post player. It was weird. It was so weird. I'm talking one of the greatest. He had an old-time shot. He shot from his shoulder. Okay, he didn't have that high jump shot. I'm not saying it was a set shot, but it was a different shot that didn't equate to the college game as well, but did have an uncanny ability of drawing fouls in the paint. One of the best I ever saw.
Yeah, he
could drawing hang. Hanging in the air.
That's right.
And leaning in and doing all these little subtle things that would draw fouls in the paint. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But Bobby, when we would play Generette, I used to do the book for the team as an 8th grader. He knew we were outmanned. And, of course, in high school basketball, you do not have a shot clock.
That's right.
And it blows me away to this day that more coaches don't take advantage of that. Either when you are outmatched or when you got a lead with 7 minutes left in the game.
Yeah, the Dean Smith four corner.
Exactly. You call it four to score.
Yeah.
Four to score, and you sell that to the kids. It's four to score, and we'll talk about that in a second. But we split with Generette almost every year. And the final score would be 18, 17, 22, really? 21. Oh, we just take the air out.
All right.
Take the air out. I don't care what you say. We're taking the air out. You can boo us all you want. Do whatever. And I remember after he left, I'm not going to say the guy's name, even though I want to, because it wasn't his fault that he was our basketball coach. It was the powers that be that made him coach. I always say, don't get ticked off when you got a buffoon coaching your team. Get ticked off at the person who hired them, okay? Don't get ticked off at that person. But anyway, we had a gentleman that just, you know, he was an assistant coach. Yeah, let him coach the team. I remember the next year we go into the Generette game. I was a junior after Bobby had left. So it was 2 years later maybe. And
so he said y'all could run with
I him. Looked at the coach and I said, Coach, we're gonna coach Beanham, right? We're gonna shock him. We're gonna beat him at their own game.
Go run with him.
They beat us 106-27.
Hello.
I'll never forget that number. I'll never forget this number either. I scored 18 that night.
Uh-huh.
But they beat us 106-27.
Yeah, you scored 75% of the team's score.
It's because we couldn't get the ball to anybody else.
Did they press you?
Oh, did they press us?
All right, figure that.
Did they press us? I swore they had six guys out there. The Berwick-Hamilton run and jump press.
Ooh.
You know what the run and jump is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And you got to have athletes to run it. It's so not the old diamond press. It's not the 2-2-1. It's not the 1-2-2. It's the run and jump. All you try to do is make the dribbler reverse. Just reverse dribble, and the nearest guy jumps him.
That's right.
And, boy, I remember bringing all the things that Mr. Falgu taught me growing up, Mr. Jack Oliver taught me growing up. Okay, I'm going to set him up high and then go with the low around the guard bounce pass. It was like there were arms everywhere.
Yeah. That running jump, you just it's like you said, there's six and seven of them on the floor, especially if they're quick.
Going back to talking about high school basketball, just throwing it back in there, he had a big one. West St. Mary's girls and boys played Franklin last night. West St. Mary's girls won. The boys got up 12-0 to start the game. And then Franklin comes back and wins that one. So we're gonna follow this one close. This district,
it's gonna be wide open.
Yeah, yeah. I do think West St. Mary's girls, I think, are really good.
Yeah,
yeah, really good.
They're gonna have to steal a game or two. Whoever is gonna win this district is gonna have to steal a game or two on the other person's floor.
Yep, yep. Anna Broussard, of course, we had Anna on early last year. Had scored her 100th goal last year. She's at 150.
She might make 200.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know if there's enough season left. Well, we're definitely 175.
Yeah, they've got, what, good 10, 12 games left.
So Anna hits, you know, makes her 150th career goal. I tried to get Stefan Norris, the soccer girls coach of Catholic High, on today, but he wasn't able to. He's actually he does some PT work, and he gets started at 7 in the morning. But we're going to get him on next Tuesday and to talk girls soccer. For Catholic High. And then we'll get boys soccer. We're going to get Nish. You know, we'll get everybody who's willing to come on. A lot of times I'm very excited to get Coach Antoine. Sometimes it's been hard for me to get some of the Westgate coaches on. But hopefully now that I've got Coach Antoine on and he's been on the show, we can break that barrier as well. But, you know, Lorville, all the local in our listening area. A little transfer portal talk, much to the chagrin. You know, it's bad enough when Mekhi Gardner, a future, you know, probably top two rounds, maybe three round cornerback, leaves your team and gets in the portal. But it's really kind of a hit to you when he goes to LSU.
Yeah.
And again, so you got a guy like me who I love both teams. And so, you know, I'm happy for the Tigers, but, man, that's a slap to the Cajuns. That one hurts. Along with him, Arkansas safety Joe, is it Faucha, Fucha?
Fucha, I think
Fucha.
That's it, yeah.
He was a three-star safety coming out of New Orleans several years ago because this will be his fifth year.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Had 250 tackles, been playing a lot for 3 years for Arkansas. This is what really got me. You know, and I get it. I get what these guys are trying to do. So, Joe Fucha, he sends out a tweet. And, man, I don't know how they come up with these graphics so easily. Because I guarantee you LSU didn't come up with this graphic, nor did Arkansas come up with this graphic. There's a graphic of him with half of an Arkansas jersey on, split down the middle, and half of an LSU jersey on. Trying to honor both schools. Well, let me tell you something, pal. When you're going from Arkansas to LSU, those Arkansas people, they don't like you anymore. You will forever be thought of as Benedict Arnold. Okay?
Yeah, you can't serve two masters.
Yes. You know, you're jumping. You know, that's like Elias Ricks, Ilias Ricks, whatever. Yeah. Jumping to Alabama from LSU.
Yeah, how do you think he's going to be treated in Tiger Stadium?
You know, it's the same as you start with Moses, you move to Mufasa. You remember the name Moses will be stricken, never to be said again.
So let it be written. So let it be said.
Same thing. If you watch The Lion King, you can't say Mufasa. Yep. No, I said que pasa.
Did you say Mufasa?
So, yeah, you don't mention him anymore. It's kind of like the tight end that we. Where is he now? The tight end that left LSU.
Gilbert?
Yeah, Eric Gilbert, whatever his name is, you know.
He's somewhere in football land.
Yeah. One thing I want to throw out there about the portal before we move on. There's nothing like being recruited and being loved by anything.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm not just talking about in football. If you're working for company A and company B is recruiting you, it plays to your deepest desires.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to be loved and be stroked. And some more than others, especially this generation, they want to be loved and stroked. This whole transfer portal, they need to do a psychological experiment on this, because this is kids, even if they're happy, oh, wait, I can get recruited all over again? I can get loved all over again?
That's right.
I can get stroked all over again? This is Mark Emmert. Do you listen to Bayou Sports?
Yeah.
Can I become the czar of NCAA football for a day? Guys, they need to sit out a year. They need to sit out a year. They've got to fix this.
Yeah, I agree with that. And, you know, Arkansas has lost 3 cornerbacks to the portal this year.
Crazy. Crazy, crazy. All right, we're going to be back. Last segment. We're going to talk some Saban, talk some Aaron Rodgers, talk some Tomlin, talk some Antonio Bryant.
He hit it again?
Well, you know, just a little stuff. I just like keeping up with the dude.
All right.
All right. We're going to be back right after these messages on the new Kane 107.5 FM.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indest and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Are you looking to buy or sell your home? Maybe you're looking for land or commercial property. If so, Caffrey Real Estate is your go-to real estate company in the Acadiana area. Caffrey Real Estate has been in business since 1977, and its realtors have decades of knowledge and experience. Are you looking to buy or sell a home? Call Caffrey Real Estate day or night with your real estate questions or needs, and let them put their decades of experience to work for you. That's Caffrey Real Estate, your go-to real estate company in the Acadiana. 337-367-7708 or visit our website at CaffreyRealEstate.com.
The Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. This Thursday, it's Southern Jack DJs, and join us all weekend long for NFL playoff action. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and no bar has more outdoor seating. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's, the best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday from 5 to 8. Thursdays, 3 to 6, most drinks half price during happy hour. Follow them on Facebook for the monthly calendar and daily pop-up specials.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
Before we get in to sports talk, had a very awesome phone call. Trent Metier, boy, when sometimes a name from the past that, you know, people that you grow up with, I always say I would not trade. I got Theodore, Teddy Sliman right behind me. And anybody that grew up in the late 50s, 60s, 70s around Iberia Country Club and you grew up in that atmosphere right there, it was a special. I'm just telling you, I don't want to toot, say, yeah, I grew up better than you or, whatever. I'm just telling you, that time in that area was a golden age.
You were sheltered, basically.
It was a golden age. And just everything around that country club and – the Metier family, right there on the corner. I guess that's it's of course Country Club Drive. Is it Marie?
If it is Marie, it's one of the family names.
Yeah. Well, the Metiers lived right there. Gaston Metier and his family. Well, Trent called in just to say how much he enjoys the show. I didn't realize Trent was back in New Iberia. Trent and Tad, his older brother, were closer to my brother Joey's age. And I can just remember all the time that Joey would get up in the morning during the summertime or in the afternoons or whatever. Hey, he was either going to Cecil Emel's house, which was down on the corner of Country Club and Edgewater.
Okay.
Right behind number 3 green, right next to Cat Dugas, who lived right behind number 4 tee box.
That's right. That's
or he
right.
was going to Tad and Trent's. I'm going to Tad and Trent's. Man, I'm going to, and I'd be like, can I go? No. Come on, Joey, let me go. No.
Yeah, I hear you.
Joey, take your brother. No.
I had the same situation.
Little brother always wanted to tag along. You're saying I'd forgotten about Denise, the older sister. Yeah. Diane was the younger sister that was closer to my age. I believe Diane was a year older than me.
Yeah.
Trent, Trent, I don't want to embarrass you on the radio, but I do remember Trent had gone through a phase. He had the curly, big hair, and he looked just like Peter Frampton.
Really?
I'm talking just like him.
Wow.
Like he could go places, and you thought he was Peter Frampton.
I hear you.
And look, big Frampton comes alive. Man, that's one of the first albums I ever purchased.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, baby, I love your ways.
That's right.
Well, when he did the whole thing with his mouth, they put the thing in their mouth. Wow, 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 wow.
He did.
Wow, 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 wow. Good stuff. But no, anytime, man, name from the past like that, that's awesome. That's awesome. The good old days of Iberia Country Club, man. Just
you got pumas on your feet. Get off the green. Bob Langley.
See, that's before my time. Bob Langley was officially.
Hi, Teddy. You got pumas on. Get off the green.
That is officially before my time, Bob Langley. Yeah, I was a Steve Smith guy. Steve Smith
pro.
Yep. Well, moving on. The last thing I'm going to say about the portal today, not necessarily tomorrow, but today, the dynamic you're seeing now, you're seeing players trading up, and you see players trading down. You know, Alabama has like 6 guys in the portal.
Oh, they got plenty of guys. Oh, yes.
Yeah, because you got guys that are, they came into this year as a, they're a sophomore, and then a freshman's playing ahead of them. I'm getting in the portal. But they're going to trade down. They're looking for a place that they can play. You got people, you got G5s, and that's why I hate it. This is going to separate the haves and the have-nots even more because now the G5 guys, they're trading up.
Oh, yeah.
They're trading up. And this is not good. Just not good. If you follow social media at all, Nick Saban did wonders for his brand. There's always things that sometimes that you can tell they're not contrived.
They're, it's just a person being himself. And Nick Saban, so many people see him as the headset throwing, expletive screaming, you know, guy on the sideline. But one thing that if you really don't know, Nick Saban is more of a player's coach, to use that term, as you think.
Yeah. They got 8 players in the portal. Alabama.
Far more of a player's coach. Nick's players love him.
I agree with that.
They adore him.
They respect him.
Exactly. Which is more important.
I agree.
But they respect him, one, and love him, second. And his two, in my opinion, the Heisman Trophy winner and the guy that should have won the Heisman sitting on his right and his left in the press conference after the game. So he's got Will Anderson to his left, in my opinion, should have been the Heisman Trophy winner. And then he's got Bryce Young to his right. And those two guys just sat there and blamed themselves for losing the game. He just took it all on their shoulders. And, well, then, you know, this reporter.
Oh, yeah.
Coach, what happened in the fourth quarter? And, you know, and Saban, he did it very calmly, and he did it less sarcastically than he typically does. But he's just like, you know, he told him, well, this is what happened, that would happen, this is what happened, that would happen. You know, we jumped off sides, and then we threw a pick and blah, blah, blah. You know, we feel terrible about it. You know, you were there. You saw it. That's what happened. You know, like, dumb question, dude. But then as the two players were about to get up and leave, he put out both hands.
Yeah, he sat him back though.
And he sat him back. And, and you know, and I got to even, he said, instead of just saying, I got something to say, he said, can I say something? Being polite.
Yeah.
And he proceeded to say that, talk about these two young men and their character. And, they took the brunt of, you know, what happened, but, you know, that they got us here and blah, blah, blah. He just went on and on about his love for those two players and his respect for those two players. And let me tell you something. That just grows the legend of Nick. That just grows the legend of Nick. I'm one of those guys, and I got to admit, I'm a front runner to a degree. Okay? I have no problem as a fan. I love seeing greatness. I love Jack Nicklaus. To me, to this day, still, he is my number one guy.
All right.
Football, whatever. Jack Nicklaus is my guy. Okay, if I idolize anybody, it's Jack F. Nicklaus. And the F don't stand for Frank.
All right.
Okay? He's my dude. And I got on the Tiger Woods bandwagon. I was rooting for Tiger.
Okay.
To beat Jack. Even really? Though I'm more of a Jack fan, I love seeing that greatness. And with Saban in the 7 national championships, I love seeing it. I love it. I love seeing those records being put out there. And I love Coach Saban. I mean, I ain't going to say we're buddies, but I've gotten to know the man. And look, he's always been respectful to me, and it's just been awesome. Like I said, even nice to my wife. But one of the reasons I was rooting for Georgia, this loss was not going to tarnish Nick Saban.
Oh, no.
He's gotten to the point now that he is cemented.
Yeah.
And I just felt like, you know, we just needed new blood, new deal. You know, my buddy Derek, his son's he's an intern / GA analyst, whatever. He's something, JT something on that staff. Kirby Smart's a great guy. Because my wife was very taken aback, because my daughter Jessica hates Saban and she hates Alabama. Okay?
Really?
Because
all
she's right. an LSU, she's an LSU, okay. she's an LSU student.
All right.
Okay.
All
so
right.
she's look, she, I get it. She don't want to hear all that stuff when Tina starts saying, I love Coach Saban, blah, blah, blah.
Well, wow.
But when Jessica and I were both rooting for Georgia, she was like, oh, God, y'all, it's 2-on-1 again, because it is quite often that way in the house.
Okay.
But I just told her, I said, I don't know, I'm rooting for Georgia. I picked him on the show, and I'm just rooting for him. And but that doesn't tarnish Nick Saban whatsoever.
Yeah, Mike Judis came up to me before the game last night and said, those two wide receivers have been playing the whole game. They'd have beat Georgia. I said, we won't know now.
If ifs and buts were candy and nuts, what a party we'd have.
Every day would be Christmas.
That's it. If we're a skiff,
and Mike
we,
listens
if,
in too.
If oh, I know he listens. He's our most religious listener. If we're a skiff, we'd all take a boat ride.
Sorry, Mike.
There's another one I could say, but it's not made for on air.
Sorry, Mike.
So I appreciate greatness. I really do. I'm not a Patriots fan, but Bill Belichick, you know, I secretly kind of I pull for him because I want to just see him continue to work to be great.
Yeah, the turnover of his roster and look what he's done. Yeah. Of course, he had a special player, but.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers, not to help. I'm sure this didn't get Joe Judge fired. So he's talking. There's the punter, the former punter that actually could still be punting in the NFL that's got his own. It's not only radio. It's
like a website or something.
Yeah, it's you know, one of those shows they put. Gosh, dog it.
All right.
Yeah, podcast. Thank you, Jeff. I'm always waiting. I'm waiting for that voice
in the back.
In the back to fix me on all this stuff. So yes, podcast. And he had, they were zooming and he had Aaron Rodgers on there and they were talking about, him possibly changing plays and. You know, at the line of scrimmage, you know, if LaFleur sends in. And then Rodgers comes out unsolicited and just says, yeah, you want to know a play I'd change? You call quarterback sneak down there inside the five from your own five. He goes, I'll be changing that one. Basically showing that you have zero faith in your quarterback. I remember Tank Lotief with one of the greatest theoretical game plans of all time. He was either North Vermillion or Kaplan because he succeeded me at Kaplan. And Tank is hilarious. If you don't know this guy, he's now the head coach at Bro Bridge. And when I say he doesn't care what comes out of his mouth, he just doesn't care. One year when he was at North Vermillion, they said, Coach, what's going to be the key to a winning season? He said, well, the key to not losing many games is we just get a big old hurricane to come through here and we get a bunch of forfeits. That was before a lot of these bad hurricanes had come through. So, but then he also said one time they were playing a team. I don't know if it was Notre Dame. I forget who it was. He was playing a team that he really felt like he could stop on defense, that his defense could stop them, but he felt like they could not gain a yard on their defense. And I said, Tank, what are you going to do? He said, every time they punt to us, we're going to free kick. So, kick it right back to them. So, really, you need to realize, in all leagues, there is the free kick.
Yes.
If you fair catch a punt.
That's correct.
And you don't move, and you hand the ball to the official and say, I'd like a free kick, you can kick it right back, and you can actually kick a field goal right
back.
Now,
correct.
I'm not sure if you can still do that in the NFL.
I think you can.
Okay. But you could kick it right back to the other team because he said, we got a better chance of scoring on defense than we do on offense.
Oh, wow.
That was his reasoning.
Yeah, a lot of people used to punt on third down back in the day.
We're going to free kick it right back to him. Mike Tomlin, and I believe this. I would not believe this. There are some coaches out there that would say this just to kind of show you that they're cool. But I totally believe this from Mike Tomlin. They asked Mike Tomlin, Coach Tomlin, what were you doing in the second half? During the second half of the Raiders-Chargers game, the game that, as long as it didn't end up in a tie,
that's right.
You're in the playoffs.
That is correct.
He said, I was watching, but I fell asleep. He said, I fell asleep. He says, thank God I did, he said, because that would have been pretty nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
But he just slept through the fourth quarter of the game.
There's nothing he can do.
Yeah, but still, man, that's when I'm sorry. I'd have been watching.
But you know what I'm saying?
I'd have been watching. I'd have lost 2 years of my life.
Probably.
Just dying, and all my fingernails dying through every piece of that. And lastly, before we go, you know, when you're Antonio Bryant and you are who you are, first of all, wherever you go shirtless. He's decided, and look, this is a well-built human being.
Oh, he's structured well.
So wherever he goes shirtless now. And lately, hanging out with Kanye West.
Oh, wow.
And actually came out and said, yeah, what I did wasn't necessary or professional. He actually said that.
That's
a, it took him over a week, but he came out and he said there was some contrition.
That's a good point. Okay.
He said it wasn't necessary or professional. Now all those people, all these people that came out and tweeted and Facebook, taking up for the guy. Oh, they try to take his money. It had zero to do with that.
That's right.
And lastly, the Lady Panthers, Mike Sinatair, he sent 9-1.
Nine to one. That's a soccer score?
Yeah. Soccer score, 9-1. It looks like over Sacred Heart of Grand Coteau. And play Lafayette Christian tonight. And Mike's gonna continue to start giving me some.
How many goals did Miss Anna have?
Oh, I know she had at least one because she got her 150th.
Okay.
And thanks, Mike. Mike, we love you too, Mike. Mike texts in, love you guys. Even though we're hammering him about his Alabama team. And look, hey, I'm not an Alabama hater. Of course, I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting for the Tigers
it's
against
always
them.
Next year.
Yeah, I don't root for Alabama. I respect the heck out of Coach Saban. I just do.
Bear Bryant was a head coach for 30-something years, 35, 36 years. Saban's only been a head coach, what, maybe 22
exactly.
years?
Exactly, and that's the other thing. Nick Saban didn't win his first national championship, I think I saw the other day, till 52. Kirby Smart is only 46 years old.
Yes.
So, you know, Nick started late. He started relatively late.
He did.
You know, did his time in the NFL, that's you know, right. did all those things.
Michigan State, I think, was his first really head coaching job.
Toledo?
Yeah, maybe so, for a year or two or three. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Make sure you stay tuned. We got Lee K coming up with the Breakfast Club right after news and some messages. And remember, Michael Desimo, head football coach for the Rajon Kajon.
In what section?
7:30.
Second segment.
Okay. Second segment. All right, on behalf of Caffrey Real Estate, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, Schwing Insurance, Cane Road Golf and Turf Club, Hike Menville, Grubbs and Dalbor, Iberia Sports and Rehab, Arsenal Ford, Quarter Tavern, Gator Outdoors, Gritic Electric, give Jonas a call at 944-4547, KK's Cafe. Folks, the food just gets better and better and better. Go get you a wrap. Go get you a burger. Go get breakfast. Whatever, they've got it, and it is excellent. Eon of Lafayette, you want to start the year with a little cheating, okay? And I'm talking good kind of cheating, mm-hmm. a way of just knocking off a couple of inches off the midsection, off the thighs, off of the triceps, wherever you want it.
All right.
Hey, give Tara a call at Eon of Lafayette. That's a wrap. We'll see you tomorrow.